And go.
Hey guys, welcome to the London Day Game podcast from Belgrade.
Yeah.
A special episode. I'm here with Thomas Crown and myself, Kaiser Day Game.
Let's open these tinnies. Oh, yeah.
Oh, beautiful tinny.
Cheers.
Cheers.
What did we say? We have no idea what we say in Serbian. Cheers. Do you want me to take it from here?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah, we thought we'd do a special edition of the podcast. This is going to be episode 8 from Belgrade. We're sitting in Karla Magden Park, looking at the river.
It's called culture, not weaseling.
Yeah.
Creating content, not weaseling.
Ah, exactly, yeah. But to be fair, we both had our lays so far, so we're allowed to take our foot off the gas a bit.
Lay? For you. Not, it's not plural yet.
Not yet. Yeah, but I've got two more dates lined up, and you never know what might happen. I'm still here for four more days. And tonight as well.
Yeah.
I think we'll get
tonight.
We'll get pretty pissed anyway, so
I'm already quite pissed.
Yeah. So if anything, the girls love it when you're pissed. If we learn something from one of the top guys in the community. is the more pissed you get,
we always ask ourselves, what would Roy Walker do?
What would he do?
And then we just went to the supermarket, got some tinnies.
Yeah, but he wouldn't drink tinnies in the park, though, would he?
He's high value, yeah.
He would drink...
he's alpha.
Yeah, we're only Sigma.
Yeah.
only Sigma males. But we're going to go down to the main street later on.
Yeah, let's cut it.
Grab some beers.
Huh? Let's start with the content, huh?
Yeah, let's get it. Oh, I see. Cut it off. Okay, cool. Yeah, so we've been here in Belgrade since Sunday. It's Friday today.
Yeah, I arrived on Friday night. Late Friday night.
Yeah. So how about this? Let's start with some... How many sets do you think you've done?
I think I've done around 40 sets.
Yeah.
First day I did 8. On Saturday, 7 of them were Turkish from Istanbul because there was like a basketball Final Four, so I brought mainly... girls from Istanbul.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
Didn't go anywhere.
Yeah. One thing is always check what the hell's going on in that city the time you go there. Don't be the guy who's going to...
Belgrade, and brought just girls from Istanbul.
Yeah. Don't, you know, check when things like Easter is, you know, like, don't get Catholic and Orthodox Easter mixed up and then go on the wrong weekend.
But it's a good learning, because I know girls from Istanbul do not like me.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe no, that's taste. Girls from Istanbul have bad taste.
Oh, because I was going to say they really like me.
See, maybe it proves bad taste.
Yeah. So you've done about 40?
40, yeah. I would say 40.
I've done... So I came a couple of days after, but I've done... I think I just did more sets each day.
So, yeah.
About 45. So coming into Belgrade, what was the expectation?
Expectation was just hot chicks, more sets than London.
Mm.
I don't know, I always compare everything to Warsaw because for me Warsaw was the best so far.
Mm-hmm.
I still think Warsaw quality is a bit better for me personally.
Interesting.
I think girls in Serbia are definitely super hot. Like the Serbian girls are really, really hot.
Yeah.
And also one thing that stood out, I think we both said, is like, especially the old ones, the older ones, like 30 plus, they're some absolute bangers.
Yeah.
Fake tits, good bodies.
They take care of themselves.
Yeah, they take care of themselves.
Yeah. That's the same everywhere, though. I think even an English girl, you know, if she was fit, you know, if she had good makeup, good clothes, these sorts of things.
Fake tits.
And fake tits. Very,
especially
very important.
Fake tits.
I mean, we were going back to the, like, all the girls in general. And we were saying earlier on, you know, would we prefer the average girl from here or somewhere else?
Yeah.
So for me, it's good. It's like a... It's a bit like meeting an Italian in London, but they're smarter. They have higher IQ, more cultured, less silly, taller.
Yeah.
And maybe there's just a bit more, like, Italian look is more like rounded face, I'd say. You know, here it's a little bit more Slavic, you know, they've got that angular face, you know, sort of more like model features. But honestly, I mean, we were obviously just doing the sets that we wanted to do, but if you were to approach indiscriminately here,
you could do a lot of sets.
Yeah, the only binding constraint would literally be your energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be how many energy drinks you can find here. Which is, by the way, not many. Only the sugary ones. Can't find a nice ultra monster here.
Yeah.
Nah. But maybe we can start an import-export business, you know. Start bringing monster here. So, How many dates then? I think you just had delays.
No, I had four dates. I had an eye date on the first date.
Oh,
with the
okay.
Turkish, but didn't go anywhere. I mean, I got a kiss, but then couldn't get her home. And then I had a date on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Tuesday was the first day with the...
Yeah, this is what I mean, is that the girls that...
I banked
with
them.
Yeah, exactly.
Except the eye date, I banked all the girls I went to date with.
Yeah. So for me so far, it's been... I think I had five dates and one lay. Some of them just... It was never going anywhere. One of them was a true near miss. One of them was like maybe a near miss. I don't know or not whether she was teasing or not. But anyway, I've still got a few lined up, so be heading for the second lay hopefully over the weekend.
Yeah, I think they're a bit more slutty here. I think.
Yeah. I to be honest, it reminds me a bit more of London in that way.
Not slutty, but more open.
Open to sex.
To sexual intercourse.
Yes. Coitus.
A friend at day gamer would say sexual intercourse.
Yeah, I think that when I've been to the more, like the Slavic countries, they have this good girl script.
Yeah.
I think that they're more concerned about how people see them.
Yeah.
Then obviously here they are concerned, but just it doesn't seem like they're as concerned. You know, if they like you, they'll kiss you in public, doesn't matter.
Yeah. So I think similar to Warsaw in terms of dates, like you can get a lay sooner. Kiev was a bit more difficult.
Yeah.
Get a lay early.
I think in Kiev especially, it was more like there are a lot of girls there who are thinking, I mean, it's just the girls there think, maybe I can get a bit of a provider boyfriend there.
Maybe.
Here, I mean, we should say as a bit of a, what can I say, disclaimer?
Yeah.
That we are both...
providers.
ultra high SMB males. No, so we both have a look that is like completely different to the guys here.
I don't think my looks are different.
Well, you have blonde hair.
Yeah, but there's a couple of guys with blonde.
Not many. But,
no? Okay.
You know, I think if you come here and you have fair skin, blonde hair, and light-coloured eyes, then just immediately the girls are going to think that you're a step above the local guys. Adds to the shininess by a factor of 10.
Yeah, I think definitely Belgrade, if you want to practice day games, good city. Because girls are more open, you get less blowouts.
Mm.
And you just get better sets. You get better interactions. They also engage into interactions more easily than in London, I feel.
Yeah, especially.
Because I had some sets that were really fun. They didn't go anywhere. They didn't get contacts or number, but the sets were just fun.
Mm.
So I felt like, okay, you can always like practice a little bit your sets.
Yeah, I think they appreciate good game.
Yeah.
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 Which we tried to show them. Some of them liked it, some of them didn't. But yeah, if you're in London and you're struggling to get a hook point, hook points, then...
Yeah, if you just want to put in, like, the sets, like, the proper sets, not the approaches, like, proper set, the proper interaction.
Ah, yeah, get time in set.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it's worth it. Because it's quite cheap as well.
It's really cheap.
Is it? Do you think it's cheaper here than it is in other places we've been?
I think it's similar to Warsaw. More expensive than Kiev, but I guess Kiev's off the map anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Except like, for the brave few.
I mean, you can always use a pint as a indicator. Like, a pint is one third of the price in London. Like, three pints here is one pint in London.
Yeah, I think when we were in, even on the main, so they have, like, obviously, if you've been here before, you'll know this, but if you've not been here before, the main street, Knez Mihailova, it's like Oxford Street, but...
No cars.
Yeah, if you just took away the middle section of the cars, that's Knez. So it's fantastic. I mean, maybe a bit too hot for us during the day.
Yeah, it was too hot, yeah.
Yeah, but from 4 p.m. onwards, you could probably walk up and down until 11 p.m. If you really wanted to, doing sets. But that was one thing, is that the day game area is small.
Day game area is small,
yeah.
At least we haven't found another one. Maybe there's another one, but we haven't.
I mean, if you want to take a little relaxed walk.
But also, we haven't seen any other day gamers. I don't think we've seen a local day gamer.
Oh, no
at
locals.
Least I didn't, yeah. I mean, the date I had on Wednesday, my first date, she actually told me while she was waiting on me, she got approached by another guy.
Oh, I've got to tell
saying,
you this, actually. Yeah,
who was saying the same. He said, oh, and she said, he said the same things that you do. Oh, what a coincidence. Oh,
must just be that London culture.
Yeah.
I had the same with my lady. She said to me, on the same day I approached her, two other guys came and approached her. And they said, they said the same thing as... Now, I didn't even say this, but she said, oh, they said I had amazing style. And, oh, you look amazing, these sorts of things. I think I just went up to mine and said, oh, you look tiny. But yeah, I mean, that kind of shows you like it doesn't matter if she's been approached before.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I think that's the thing that a lot of guys have in their head. Huh? They're bit in the head, oh, what if she gets approached by another guy? I have the same in London. Obviously, in London, there's lots of day gamers.
Yeah.
But even if she gets approached by five other guys, if she likes you, she likes you.
Absolutely, yeah.
I don't think it should be limiting, like, the belief.
I mean, I had one girl who I approached, and she was definitely aware that English-speaking guys will come to here and approach on this street. But in a way, it can, you know, you can reframe it into a good thing. You can say, all right, the girls know they get approached here, so they've come here subconsciously thinking, oh, I hope I get approached. Because realistically, why not just take a separate street?
Yeah, and also, yeah, if they want to have just sex. I mean, it's the same for them, I guess. So sometimes you just want to get, they just want to get banked, I guess.
Absolutely.
Why not take like a tourist who is going to leave in a week anyway?
Yeah,
she's never going to see him, no one of her friends going to meet him.
Yeah, not going to bother her. Yeah. Not going to keep
on messing with her. With my second lady, how we say, call her the old one. So she's
the old one.
She's 33, I'm 32, so she's actually almost my age. But yeah, she told me, she didn't tell anyone that she's going to meet me. She talked to me and stuff. So
I like to ask her on dates. I say to them, did you tell your friends you were going to come meet me?
I always ask. It's good. Also London.
Yeah, because if they say no, then you're like, interesting. Oh. Yeah, so Belgrade, the city.
City's good. Like, food is... Oh, I don't know. I mean, the food is nice for a couple of days, but it's very,
It's the same, you know, it's meat, it's potatoes. If you're lucky, you get some vegetables.
Yeah. Yeah,
Don't come here expecting to have any fiber.
Don't come here with a weak stomach also. That's the thing. That's my main takeaway. I think the week I spent in Belgrade, I took the most shits in my life I took in a week. I think I took at least 30 shits this week.
Yeah.
I told you, like, before my first date, the night before, I had, like, I don't know, I messed up my stomach. I was basically shitting through the whole night. Anyway, let's not go into detail, but have a strong stomach and don't drink the local water.
Don't drink the water. For me, Prague, fine. Warsaw, fine. Kiev and Belgrade, water.
Don't.
Does not agree with me. No.
Okay, maybe dating. Let's go to dating. So I had, as I said, I had four dates. The one she's Turkish, so I wouldn't count her in. The first one was, so the old one, the 33-year-old, I had a first date with her on Tuesday, and a second date on Thursday, later on Thursday, so second date late. First date was, I don't know, I mean, the set was quite strong, you saw it. Her reaction was quite positive, so I felt it's on. I actually thought I would bang her on the first date. Didn't. I think it was just a thing, she told me she doesn't have sex on the first date. Maybe in her head, limiting belief. Maybe I didn't push hard enough, but
no,
also the night before I had my, the night where I took a lot of shit, so I wasn't in peak shape.
Yeah.
And yeah, second date, so my first date then on Wednesday, I was quite straightforward. We went to a bar, we had two drinks, only one venue, I walked her home after. I just said after the second drink, I told her, let's go. She didn't even ask where we go. On the way, she asked once, like, where we going. I just talked about something else. She
just
never asked
just
again.
Say,
also, when we were at my
drink.
Yeah. No, I just didn't even. I just asked her a question, something. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Walked her to mine, no LMR, nothing. So she basically came out of fun.
Yeah.
She also told me afterwards that she knew when she came out that we're going to have sex. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah, the old one, the 33-year-old, banged her yesterday. Was one, like, first bar, one drink, 40 minutes. Afterwards, said, okay, let's go. She came to mine. We went straight to the bedroom. So there was no, basically,
Yeah, same for me. It was just, oh, here's a nice date. Let's go into date venues afterwards. But for me, I took mine to the, there's a nice rooftop bar on the top of the mall, Rajacheva, at the north end of, or the top end, or whatever it is, the Kalemegdan end of. And there's up there a couple of drinks. I just said, let's go. Walked back to mine, no LMR or so. I think here as well, you got to be ready. So obviously, on these trips, you got to be ready to move fast.
Yeah.
Just, we've been, I guess we were telling ourselves.
I think you have to lead.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like, don't be afraid to lead.
Yeah. And don't be afraid just to go back.
Yeah.
Go back to yours, you know. I think, to be honest, once you've kissed her, it's almost like an admittance, like, yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Once you've kissed them, you're going to bang them.
Also, I think I mentioned it before, maybe on one of my tweets, but I think Crowther's adventure sex really just helped me a lot with that.
Yeah.
Because it's like his story is how, basically how, in quotation marks, easy it was to get them home.
Mm.
That just pay attention to the signals, basically. Once the signals are there, even if it's a short time on the date, just go for it.
Yeah.
I think that helped me. Honestly, I think the book helped me a lot. Now, also looking back now, I think it helped me a lot also on that trip.
Mm-hmm.
The adventure. How sometimes it's just easy. Because they come out and want to have sex.
Yeah, I think as well, they want to have sex with a guy who they know has done it before.
Yeah.
So they kind of, it's a bit like when you go and you want to buy something a bit basic from Amazon. And you just go, right, I'll have whichever one has the best reviews or the most reviews.
Yeah.
So the girl, they can see in your eyes that they've done it before. Like on the date I had yesterday, I was joking, I was saying, when did you last have sex? She said, 2 months ago. And then
it's always a lie.
But when when she flipped it back to me, she was joking, like, oh, was it yesterday? So obviously she's sort of new. So for her, it's just like she wanted sex and she thought, okay, this guy, he knows what he's doing. It's going to be a safe bet. And then, you know, you're the sort of convenient dick for her to jump on. But anyway, when you're on these trips, just go.
Yeah, maybe
for
it's also, yeah. Maybe in terms of also going on a trip now, it was my third trip now.
Mm.
I think the thing I learned is like, first couple of days really do the number farm.
Yeah.
Because once, at least for me, once you have the first date, the first lay, and it goes towards the end of your trip, like you lose a bit of the motivation for a day game.
Yeah, like right now I have next to no motivation to approach.
Yeah, same for me.
Only if I see a girl that I thought, I really like the look of
really
her.
She's really hot, yeah.
Yeah, or it's like a big IOI or something. Yeah. I feel like it's going to be high probability.
I would say first 3 days really do number farmer.
Yeah.
Like get as many number sets as possible.
Well, I sort of went, if we talk about texting a little bit, I sort of went up and down. It's like first day, tons of numbers. And then immediately I message him and
you
I say, let's meet tomorrow. I think, so it's a bit odd. I sort of had 2 days
first,
where I was taking
first,
one and two.
How did you do it? First 8 sets, like 7 numbers or contacts or something? It was crazy.
It wasn't that good. But no, on Monday
but it
I
was
did,
really good.
I had 7 in 14.
And so, a couple on Sunday already.
Yeah, but they were flaky, those
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, but still.
That's fine. But that was good, actually. The first day, Sunday.
Gets it going,
just get going, yeah. Feel like, get rid of that AA
that momentum.
Approaching somewhere.
Yeah, that's the thing for me. When I'm on trips, I don't have any AA. I don't have AA in London, but also when I go on a trip to different cities, like I'm so excited, different city, new girls. Hey, you just want to smash it.
Huh. Well, the first set must be a little bit like, oh, this
no,
is a new place.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing, honestly.
For me, it's a bit like, I see the first one and I think, oh, I'm doing the first set here. But after that, it's gone.
I just think I'm
normal.
A shagger, man.
Yeah.
It's here. A shagger mindset.
I'm here to find the slags.
It's a shagger mindset. No. What could be useful in these tips?
Well, for texting, I think. I think, like, think about this, right? If you're on a trip, you're still going to have to get it fast. You know, don't do this, like, multiple days back and forth.
But it's actually interesting because our approach texting was so different here. Because because you sent way more texts than I did. I sent, like, 3 or 4 texts a day, max.
I think I was... No, it's because I was getting them... I was getting them, say, today, messaging during the day and be like, right, let's meet tomorrow. Trying to carry the momentum through to the lay. Or to the set, to the date at least. But I think always just, you know, look, if you get the number like in the middle of the day, you can probably send, and she's responding, send a date request before the end of the day for the next day. And then if she's responding the next day for the night itself, just say to her, let's meet tonight. She can always tell you, I can't do tonight, I can do tomorrow instead.
And one thing also, I think it always helps to lie a little bit. Like when she asks you what you're doing in Belgrade, so what I always told them
point.
Is like, okay, I have friends that live in Belgrade because of COVID. I haven't seen them now. I've never been here, so I haven't seen them for 3 years. I've never been here, so I thought,
why not?
I just come here a week, visit them, spend time with them. Yeah,
that,
and then also when they ask, then they think, okay, during the day when you approach them, okay, your friends at work.
Yeah. It's also nice to be able to say to them, you know, so I've had something similar, but I've been saying, I've been a mixture of working and traveling. It's been quite good because, you know, then they say, what did you do today? You can say, I was taking some client calls, I was doing some things. Obviously for me that's a bit of that's like a half truth, because it's a half truth. Because if I'm on Twitter responding to people, that is kind of like work.
Okay.
Or an email or something. But anyway, that's why I said a half truth. So I just tell them, I work from my laptop so I can travel and oh, actually, it's a good thing to get onto after just after this. Yeah, I can travel and work. Is that the girls here, you know, obviously the comparative salary is so much lower.
Yeah.
So when they go on holiday, it's especially to places like Italy and Spain, other places in the Balkans.
Not even. No. So the ones I talk to, they go on holidays in like Croatia and like also quote-unquote cheaper countries.
Yeah. So for them, if you can say to them, hey, I've been to Scandinavia, I've been to Germany, I've been to everywhere, like, you know, America, I've been to places in Asia. For them, it's like, you know, traveling is a big DHV here. Because for that, they don't really leave the area. Yeah. I think a lot of girls, you'll meet a lot of girls here who are from Belgrade.
Yeah. I think it's also an important point, like, when I'm on dates with girls still in like cities or countries that are just a bit poorer, just pay for them. Just give them a good experience also on the date.
That's one
just
thing,
don't be like super cheap, go in the cheapest bar. Just give them a bit of an experience also.
Yeah.
For them, yeah, just give them a good time.
Yeah,
I think.
Like take it as
it's
an
not,
example.
Yeah, it's not provider game, but maybe it is at some to some extent.
Yeah, but would you care? That's the, if you get
yeah,
the line,
I don't care. No. I don't care even in London.
Okay.
But also I'm a provider.
Oh. Like for me, for example, like in London, I try and take them to more like sort of like grungy rock and roll bars. But here,
yeah,
I say earlier, I go to that rooftop bar. Okay, like the it's boring. It's maybe a third more expensive than other places.
Yeah, but still.
But it's for us, it's cheap.
The pint is not even.
Yeah, a cocktail there is fiver. Less than it's
less
£4 maybe. But she might be like, you know, she's just impressed by it. And again, if you get the lay, would you really care about?
I think
how
one of the guys
it?
Posted on Instagram. I think it was this Artful. He just said, "Once you get like, once you bang her, you won."
Mm.
I think that's a fair point. Once you bang her, you won.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if you spend like $1,000 on her, then
well,
maybe
a bit
not.
Different,
but
yeah.
You're not gonna spend $1,000 here.
Yeah.
Once you bang her, you won. Especially when you're on a trip, you just want to get one in.
Yeah, exactly. Just and I think even that, if you did spend some serious money, you'd probably have a really good time.
Yeah.
In a really nice place. Actually, so going back to like our expectations before we came. We were hearing a lot of things like, oh, in Belgrade you get
it's
lots
tough.
Of blowouts, it's
yeah,
tough.
It's tough to get laid.
The girls here are stony face, you know, things together. I don't
yeah,
know.
I don't think at all.
I think it's, you know, it always comes back to that idea of girls.
What's
they
really
break
good,
rules,
maybe
break,
one...
break rules for alphas and they make rules for beaters.
Also, English is really good here. English levels are really,
ah,
really good.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
true.
That's
it's
really
true.
Good. And maybe you had those 40 boards, maybe one or two, but the English was shit. Maybe they just used it as that's an excuse.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, like, when you go to the supermarkets and the restaurants and the bars, like, English levels are really good here.
Yeah. Or they at least know... I mean, if we went into, like, a tiny little bakery earlier, or
yeah.
whatever you would call it, to
yeah,
buy
exactly.
product.
And she knew, yeah.
And she knew enough to that we could buy it. And she knew the names of the fillings for the thing, of the bureks, so... Yeah, it's easy to get around.
Yeah.
That's one thing as well, is if you're approaching in another city, don't go in and say, I hope you speak English.
No.
Or, like, what's your English
yeah.
level? Because... She'll just be like,
it's just
oh,
an excuse
bad.
For her to get out of the set, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, no. I think, to be honest, like, the girls in the top, like, if they're 18 to 24, probably 28, 30, it doesn't matter, really.
33.
Yeah.
The old but, ones.
But,
Old but gold.
Oldie but a goodie.
Oldie but goldie.
Their English is good. And to be honest, like, how complicated are you going to really make it for them? It's not like you're going to be... fucking reciting Shakespeare for them.
Yeah.
Often the opener is just like, excuse me, hello, and she stops. You say, I want to say something. I like this. Really simple.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds me of X. And if anything, it's good. I remember Torero saying that in a way it's good because it makes you slow down and speak in a more sexual sort of tone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So question would be is, what would you do differently if you came again?
I wouldn't come in May.
Yeah,
I would come at some time where it's not as hot. Because we had some days it was like 36, 37 degrees.
No, it wasn't that hot.
Yeah, the one day we went.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know it got that hot.
Yeah, man, we saw it on the thing outside.
But that wasn't in the centre.
Yeah, it was
that
in
was,
the sun, though.
Yeah, we did a bit of weaseling
anyway.
One day. We went to the beach.
Anyway, it was just a bit too hot, so maybe I would come a bit earlier in the year.
Yeah.
Or later.
I think earlier is better.
And then...
I think earlier is better.
I don't know. I mean, I had 2 days. I'm quite happy.
Yeah.
To be
yeah.
honest.
Come at maybe the beginning of May.
Yeah.
Or late April. Because it is nice. You know when it's like just starting to get hot
yeah.
and the girls are appreciating it. Yeah.
Depending on where you are. When you're in London, it's still rainy. It's still a bit cold. You come here, it's nice and warm.
Yeah.
Get some sun in.
Yeah.
It's just nice.
Yeah.
feels more like a vacation, actually, also.
Yeah, so...
Like, as a chasing after girls in a fucking shopping street one day.
in 5 degrees in, on Krishatuk.
Yeah.
To be honest, that was one of the fixtures of our days, was that we would have lunch, Kaiser would go out to get a tan, and I would go hide in the shade in my apartment.
Yeah.
So yeah, make sure you got your sun lotion with you, boys, if you're of the same complexion as me. That's a good point, actually, the structure of our days.
I think also maybe in general for trips, so the mistake I did on Saturday and Sunday when I was doing solo, I was just way too excited. I went out at like 11:30, walked around all day, and basically when the main time started around 5-6, I was already so exhausted because I was walking around for like 4, 5, 6 hours already.
Yeah.
That's maybe a good point, like just manage your energy.
Especially if it's hot.
Take breaks, yeah.
Yeah.
I think in general, if you walk around 5-6 hours, you're going to be tired.
Exactly. But the nice thing is that on Gnes, there's so many places to stop and...
To fish. It's perfect.
It's literally made for fishing.
It's perfect for fishing.
Yeah. Because we would... So Kaiser would wake up... You'd wake up at like 7 a.m. each day or something, go to the gym. I'd normally be about 9 o'clock, so we'd go and have a coffee, and then we'd do a little mini session at the start of the day. I guess we're both early risers compared to other day gamers, so we would do a
little early
session.
What do you call it? Early sleepers?
Early sleepers, maybe. we'd do maybe even 10:30 to midday, and then go have lunch, and then take a little afternoon break out of the sun, come back out. I think 4 or 5 p.m. is where things really get going again.
I felt around 6 or 7 was
that's
really
the best.
Good. Yeah, was really good.
There's a real sense here that the girls just walk. They just like to walk around, and sort of parade themselves, you know, show themselves off, and they know what's going on. Guys will come and talk to them, but it's like we said at the start. You know, if you really wanted to, there's enough solo girls here. You could do 50 sets in a day if you just approached every girl who was good looking with no kind of filter at all. But to be, if you're the sort of average guy who wakes up on a holiday at 10, 11 a.m. and it's this kind of temperature, you may actually be waiting until 4 o'clock before you can properly do something.
Because the main shopping street, I think from 11 to 2, it's in full sun. Huh? And then it starts to get a bit, like one side starts to get a bit of shade, and then I think from 5 onwards was like completely in shade.
Yeah. Oh, actually, one thing was this. The benefit of those super hot days is I got the impression that, the street was so primed at, say, 7 or 8 p.m. Because I think everyone had been baking for the whole day, and they thought, oh, finally, it's cool. I can come out and walk around and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go for some... Let's just give some recommendations of like places to go, maybe date venues, or to eat and to drink and walk and do some weaseling.
I mean, the coffee shop is this D59B. It was really good. It was a great coffee shop.
Mm.
Then, date venue just depends. I think if you're close to the main street, Nes Mihailova, it doesn't matter. Just be close to the main street. There's so many bars. And
So I stayed on, I'm going to butcher the pronunciation, but it's Kralja Petra.
Like a side street of
It's basically this. If you're at Snesena on Knez, if you walk down the street, then it's down there. Kaiser was at the other end of
parallel,
the street.
Parallel, basically, yeah.
Anywhere around the main streets. If I was at the Karlamagden end, then I would do dates in the rooftop bar, and then a Zappa bar was a bit darker, that would be a good second venue. And then if you're down your end, where would you go?
There was this one street, there were just a bunch of bars. And then I just literally had to walk down some stairs and was at mine, so...
Yeah,
it's 2 minutes for mine.
Yep. Yeah, and if you need things like groceries and stuff, there's these like maxi supermarkets everywhere. They have a weird, in terms of food, we said earlier it's very meat and potatoes kind of place, but there's a real nice street called Skudalia, where you can get. It looks like a real Mediterranean-ish street.
It's a nice city. It's a nice city for a week. I don't know if I would want to stay for a month or so.
I think a month. Yeah, a month
get
too
a bit
much.
Bored,
You
do the day on the same street.
Yeah, exactly. That's something I would change if I came. I'd never do a month, but if I did my 10 days, I would do a. I came on Sunday, leaving Wednesday. I would come on a Thursday morning and then go through 10 days to the Sunday.
Yeah.
I just had something on the Saturday, so I had to come this way. But it's worked out. I've got my lay, so I can relax now.
Yeah.
just chill, drink some tinnies in the park.
In terms of culture, we can't say anything because we didn't do anything. We
we've walked 3 minutes into Carlemagdon. I might go actually look at the castle when you've gone.
Yeah, yeah.
We went to a nice beach lake called Arda, Siganlika.
It's not really culture, is it?
I mean, yeah, we had a little swim. Not together. We didn't hold hands. It was a very heterosexual swim in the lake.
We might do a nice shine.
We had fully clothed the whole time.
And nice shine cruise tonight?
Yeah, we might do sunset. I have a flight
sunset
later,
sunset,
so yeah. Sunset
London's
cruise.
Two main swimmers. Pink Panther will like this.
But yeah, if you want to come, I mean, it's really nice, isn't it? Just to sit on the main street in the shade, have some beers, cold beers.
Get the Instagram contacts of some hot waiters.
Big, gigantic, the most gigantic quotation marks you've ever heard of around that hot.
Just a 3 or 4.
I mean,
let's see. My trip's not done. Maybe if I get really pissed, I bang her.
Yeah, this is my plan
today. I'm not gonna bang her.
How many beers would it take?
All of them.
Would it take more money for you to lick the handrail in Rajacheva or for you to bang the waitress?
The handrail.
More money to lick the handrail. Yeah, fair. This is literally like, you know when you get a beginner and you say things to him like, if she was on your bed, would you fuck her?
I wouldn't.
So you should.
I would not.
Oh, okay. Well, at least one of
but
us
But also
standards.
You got stronger IOIs.
Oh yeah, let's talk about IOIs. Good point. I think we both got IOIs.
I mean, I always get IOIs. Because I'm just handsome.
Very muscular.
I'm handsome, muscular.
No
funny.
Homo.
I'm super funny.
Yeah, I'm sure they can see that. Yeah, that's a good point. If you come to Belgrade expecting the same level of success, you aren't the two funniest day games in the community. So don't get your hopes up too high. Everyone listening thinking, God, these guys are absolute pricks.
But you have to be that, huh?
Yeah.
You have to be Mr. Cocky.
Yeah, exactly. That's like, at the end of the day, if she's calling you Mr. Humble, then you've done it well.
Yeah.
You've done it well. Yeah.
No, IOIs, you get more IOIs. Definitely.
More IOIs, yeah. Especially
IOIs.
The guys here, they all look, they genuinely all look the same.
They look the same. They're a bit bigger. Yeah. I would say everyone here is a bit bigger. Like the guys that definitely put in time at the gym.
I'd say
maybe it's also all the pizza they eat.
For fuck's sake, yeah. There's a weird obsession here with pizza. I think it's a different, what can I say, beauty standard.
Yeah.
Because I would say that maybe in the West there's always this desire for like leanness, six packs, that sort of thing. Here it's more like we don't care so much. It's like alpha, macho,
masculine.
Yeah, more.
I would say also more
box
masculine.
Up.
Yeah.
More masculine. Yeah. It's like classically masculine.
But I thought the same in Warsaw and Kiev.
Yeah.
I think it's maybe an Eastern European thing.
I think even just poorer countries, they want
just,
physical protection.
Yeah, just strong. A leader, basically. Strong leader, protector. Yeah.
Yeah, so all you fat cunts, you can come out. Right. That
and definitely Belgrade. It's worth a trip.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Belgrade is the land of bees.
Yeah. Bees, boobs.
Bangs.
Belgrades.
Boobies.
Boreks.
Blowjobs.
Bukakes.
Right,
okay, let's cut it here. Yeah. Everyone must not know we're the funniest day.
Obviously, that was proof. All right, cool. That was episode 8, right?
Yeah.
All right, episode 8, over and out.